Well, I wonder what that's all about. It's not supposed to do that. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. I'm Jeff here from 2 to 4 p.m. playing you singer-songwriters and things that sound like this. But, well, what should we do about that, I suppose? That's, Let's, I've never heard that before, have you? If anybody knows what this is, give me a call at the station. I'd love to know. Because maybe we'll just from time to time just do this. Just for fun. I kind of like it. It's got a nice beat to it. All right. Well, what I was going to start off with, obviously, I am not going to start off with. So I am going to start off with this instead. 11. This is this song features a guy who's going to be here on Tuesday night at the Big West End Cultural Center. This is his former band. This goes back to the year 2000, and this song title I thought was appropriate of the news that I just recently got, which I'll share with you in a few minutes. But I'm hoping that we can fix this. Because that's not good. All right, so we'll monkey around and see what that's all about. In the meantime, here's something from Matt Mays in a band called the Guthries. Season to Leave, Tell the Band to Go.
Down behind the prairie town, and you're not around. Days are getting longer, the season's almost here. It's the season. Thank you.
Those are the Guthries there from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, from the great, great album Off Windmill with Season to Leave. Man, I love that song. But unfortunately, I don't love it when people actually do leave. Oh, hey, I got it. See, it's on now and it's not making the noise. That's good. Okay, so I think things are showing promise that we're going to get back on track here. Anyways, got some bad news. Just as I was headed out the door on the way down here to the station, I almost couldn't believe it. I mean, it's a bit of an ironic date for this, but it is the truth that this weekend marks the fifth anniversary of one of my favorite bands and one of Winnipeg's most successful bands these days, the Waylon Jennies. They started off 5 years ago with a little show at Sled Dog Music. I was there. Were you? Didn't think so. You know, they became quite renowned rather quickly. Originally, Nikki Maida, Ruth Moody, and Kara left. And then after their first album, 40 Days, came out, Kara left and decided to go solo. Her first solo, or first solo release since then, is coming out, I believe, in April at the West End. I don't know. It's coming up soon anyway. And but they picked up Annabelle Schwastik from Montreal, and went on to even bigger and better things with a great album called Firecracker. And now she's done gone and deserted them too. The Waylon Jennies lost another member. Wow. Annabelle, she's off to solo land along with Kara left, so a big surprise there. But the girls apparently already have a new member, and hopefully we will see her again in Winnipeg soon. But in the meantime, let's hear Annabelle Schwastik with the Waylon Jennies for off, I guess, the one and only album she'll ever make with them. It's too bad. This one's the title track to that record. Thank you.
fall blind. I jumped so fast, I left the ground behind. You set your sights a homeward, and you are more than wise. It's late night, heading into
those are the Waylon Jennies with Annabelle Chvostik, the quitter. Yeah, she's done gone and quit the band and gone back to her solo career. We wish her well. I thought she was doing pretty well. I quite liked her with the band, and I'm sure we will continue to like her without the band. We'll only be a little angry for a little while, but that's all right. Heather Massey is the new Waylon Jenny, joins Ruth and Nikki very soon, and hopefully we will see them back in town, maybe for another one of those little sled dog shows. They did one first time Annabelle played here. They did a little show at the newer Sled Dog Music, and now that there's a third, hey, wait a second, maybe it's tied to Sled Dog Music. That's it. So if John Sharples keeps moving Sled Dog Music, then they'll keep losing members. That's it. I just figured it out, because they had their first show at the old Sled Dog Music in Wolseley. And then when Sled Dog Music moved to Portage Avenue, they had the first show with Annabelle. And now Sled Dog Music moved next door. So now they have to have a third show there. That's it. It's all a publicity stunt for Sled Dog Music. Ah, that explains it. Anyways, be interesting to see what becomes of that. So We'll let you know. Anyways, back to your normal programming here on UMFM. Like I said, Tuesday coming up at the West End, one of our favorites is coming back to town, Matt Mays. Always a joy to see him through town. I've seen him a number of times here in Winnipeg, but this one promises to be perhaps the strangest tour, because it's in support of his new album, When the Angels Make Contact, which is a bit of a weird thing. And if you haven't heard it, we'll play you something off of it in a minute. But it's a, I guess it's sort of a soundtrack to a movie, although there is no movie at this point. But apparently it's been sort of shot, but it might never come out. So who knows whether it actually exists or what. But anyways, it's a very diverse and I'm just going to keep using the word weird thing from Matt. And apparently this tour, they're playing that record all the way through from beginning to end, which should be interesting. And so hopefully, I don't know how much time they'll have left to play some of the old favorites. Hopefully we'll still get to hear some of our favorite Matt Mays songs. But if we don't, we'll play some of them for you now. And I was hoping to talk to Matt, but apparently he's too busy to talk to us. So whatever. Let's listen to him anyway. Here's something from his solo debut, Downtown, for Matt Mays. Tell the band to go home. I think.
Seen too much.
cigarette burns on the top of my guitar. If you wish me luck, don't tell me to break a leg. I could have been walking. Every tooth in her mouth when she smiles, she's prettier than you and you and you. She's prettier than you. I got a dream, I hope that it comes true. His guitar playing in my ear. Be a friend, take away all my fear. Nice and easy.
Hi, this is Matt Mays, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Oh, darling, I feel your pain. In the summer, rain in your eyes. Trying so hard to put the blue back into your sky. Days counting counterfeit.
trying so hard to get the blue back into your sky.
Matt Mays there with one of the more conventional songs on his new album, When the Angels Make Contact. It's an interesting thing. I honestly think it works better if you listen to the whole thing at once. It kind of takes you on a little bit of a musical journey. I've listened to it a few times and I think I'm understanding it a bit better each time. But it's definitely different than what we've heard from Matt Mays. So it should be an interesting show on Tuesday night there at the West End Cultural Center. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. And, yeah, maybe Matt will talk to us then because he doesn't want to talk to us now. Strange guy, that Matt Mays. But on the other hand, we go from Matt Mays, who's too busy to talk to us, to two really, really exciting guests coming up this week on Steel Belted Radio. If there is one Steel Belted Radio you're going to listen to all year, It should probably be this Thursday. This is very exciting. We have the West End calendar, by the way, for this week is more exciting than any week I can remember in years at the West End Cultural Center, because I think I'm going to go there four times in 1 week. I can't remember how many years it's been since I've been to the West End four times in 1 week. But we'll go see Matt Mays on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, you'll hopefully go see this lady that we're going to play right now. Before her show, she's been kind enough. I think she's going to come down here and play for us a little bit live on Steel Belted Radio, which I'm very, very excited about. She was in a couple of years ago and had a lot of fun with her. So hopefully that's going to happen. And then we'll hear something from her right away. And then after that, something from the Western States, Winnipeg band. I'm really looking forward to seeing. I've seen them a couple of times. They have a new CD out, which has sounded pretty darn good. We'll play you something off that. And then the biggest star of one of my favorite singer-songwriters in the world of all time, honestly. One of the main reasons why I do this show in the first place, because he set me down this road way back in 1992 or 93. And I was absolutely floored when he agreed to come on the show a few years ago. The fact that he's coming back again on Thursday is very exciting indeed. And I shall not even speak his name at this moment. I will make you wait. But first, something from Serena Ryder. This one, oh God, I love this song. This goes back to 2002 from a little live EP she put out. This was recorded live for the CBC. I think she was only 16 or 17 years old when she recorded this, if you can believe this. This is an original song, and she's only had a few albums out since then. But very different stuff. She's gone through a couple of very interesting phases, and so it's interesting. It'll be interesting to catch up with her again. Anyway, she's come a long way since this. But man, I love this song still. This is Serena Ryder with Hiding Place. Tell it, Benigal.
Darling,
What are you so afraid of? Your radio didn't work and your friends all ran away. Would you let yourself fall in love, if only for one day? Are you one of the ones who decides first all? Would you let me touch your face if I decided not to sight at all? Could I be the empty space? Darling, let me touch your face. Let your skin be my hiding place. I promise I won't take up too much room.
Yeah, this is a song off Unlikely Emergency called Skin Crawl. Skin crawl further than never before. My bones may be naked now, but at least you're not passed out on my floor. I watched you sneak away under my skin. I watched you finish where I began. I watched you. I watched you. I watched you. You make my skin crawl further than ever before. My bones may be naked now, but at least you're not passed out on my floor.
Like you, thought maybe I'd be able to pretend for a while. But I was tripping and pretending that I didn't. No one was looking, so I thought that maybe prison would be better for my heart than to be torn apart again by you. It was love that I tried to prove, but more love that I try to move and take for my own. In the beginning I was winning and I took you, but now I'm fading and the ceiling starts to caving and there's not enough room for the love of doom. Again by you. Even though it broke my heart, forever, and all the smiles have turned to willows that'll wither and seed on born days to be stolen away. Again by you. Even though it broke my heart, again by you. Even though I'm torn apart, again by you. Second again by you.
if I pretended we were somewhere else, doing something we wanted to? 'Cause all this living makes me wanna do is die, 'cause I can't live with you, and you don't even care. Would you mind if I pretended I was someone else, with courage in love and war? I used to think that's what I was, but now this lying hurts too much, and I don't know what for. Kissed your face in front of all of your friends. Would you mind if I got drunk and said I wanna take you home to bed? Or would you change your mind?
Serena Rather there from her brand new record, came out not that long ago actually. If Your Memory Serves You Well, it's her first major label record, and an interesting move for a gal with only a couple of real records out. It's an album mostly of covers, with a few originals stuck in there. I mean, the covers on here, she covers Leonard Cohen, Rick Danko and Bob Dylan, Percy Faith, Paul Anka, Zalianowski, all kinds of good stuff, and then three original songs right at the end there. And honestly, I don't know. I think that is the best song on the whole record. So, and that's one of the originals. So, good on her for that. Great record, and it'll be very good to see her back at the West End on Thursday. But first, it sounds like if all the stars align correctly, she's willing to come down here and chat and maybe play a little bit for us. So that will be a very exciting show indeed. And that should be reason enough to tune in on Thursday to Steel Belt the Radio. But that ain't the biggest news of all. The biggest news of all is coming up in just a second. But first, a local band called the Western States, who I've seen, like I said, a few times. But they finally have a CD out. And from what I've heard of it, it's pretty darn good. Can't wait to get my hands on a copy and actually listen to the darn thing all the way through. I guess we'll do that on Friday when they have their CD release / bake sale at the West End. So, and only $10 will get you in. I'm not sure how much Grandma Buchanan's baking will set you back, but it should be should be a good one indeed. You go, you hear some music, you buy some baking, and I don't know, sure, why not? So we'll hear something from the Western States, and then just after that, we'll take a commercial break, and then we'll tell you about one of the most exciting. I've had so many great guests here on the show. You know, we had Eric Bogle here in the studio. We had the lowest of the low in here in the studio. We had Gerf Marlux in the studio. Bob Schneider. All kinds of folks have come down and graced us with their presence. But honestly, probably one of my favorite of all time is the guy that we're going to hear from just after this and after a break. We'll be back with that. But first, something from the Western States. This is from the record. This is called Rosalita on Televenigo.
Rosalita, if you'll save my life, we would find a way to sneak through a few more years if we tried. I would keep my promise not to say too much. Any time we were hoping for a stint, a good luck, and now I find there's nothing we could say. No new story there to tell, and now I could walk away. Mother, mother, how you take your time to peruse every corner of your room and resign, and how my memory doesn't hold me down, puts away on my own mind in itself, and I found that I can't leave. I can't walk away, and I hate this town so much. I listen when you say there are things that we can touch. Choice that we had made turned out wrong, and now that I can see the best of you, I have learned we had always been the same in my view.